AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, in a speech to the people of Kenya, says they stand at a crossroads and they should use their rough past to guide the country to a brighter future. President challenging certain traditions, including early marriage, wife beating, and keeping young girls away from school.
Those are traditions. Treating women and girls as second-class citizens. Those are bad traditions. They need to change.
Obama says the challenge remains. He's urging Kenyans, particularly future leaders, to deal with corruption, tribal conflict, create an opportunity for all, improve education and health care, and confront the threat of terrorism. Democratic presidential candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, insists the emails through her private server were handled properly.
First, let me say that I am confident that I never sent nor received any information that was classified at the time it was sent and received.
Clinton, during a campaign stop in Iowa, adds she sees the investigation into her emails as a very typical kind of discussion among various parts of the government. A wildfire that began yesterday has grown to about 6 square miles in the rugged foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains in Northern California. Cal Fire spokeswoman Lynn Tolmachoff.
We have about 150 homes evacuated. It's a very rural area with homes dotted throughout the foothills and kind of remote locations.
Paris police opened fire on a car that tried to crash through barricades about 8 hours before today's final arrival of riders taking part in the Tour de France cycling race. A police union official says the car and its two people inside apparently escaped unharmed following the incident. The race director says he doesn't foresee the incident having any impact on the race. Final stage of the tour is yet to start. It won't end in Paris until this evening. This is AP Radio News. Sometime tomorrow, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is expected to hit Fiat Chrysler with a record $105 million fine for mishandling more than 20 recalls involving some 11 million vehicles. Among the violations, Fiat Chrysler stands accused of failing to notify customers of those recalls and delays in distributing parts. A source close to the investigation says the company will also agree to have a monitor review recalls. A fire on the deck of a 14th-floor swimming pool at a Las Vegas hotel sent guests scattering from the building. Matthew Mills recalls the chaos.
It was a big mess. The evacuation, wasn't clean. That was for sure. People were just running everywhere.
Two people were hurt, smoke inhalation, as the flames burned cabanas and deck furniture alongside the Cosmopolitan Hotel pool. 14th and 15th floors, one of the hotel's towers, closed because of smoke damage. Investigators say it will take some time to figure out what happened. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.